they turned a corner into a wider room with a mere 4 holding cells and a door that presumably opened onto yet another corridor. Luke thought that a surprisingly small number for such a major city, then realized that there probably was very little crime. For all intents and purposes, the Hutts owned Clatooine, thanks to the sweeping terms of the Treaty of Vontor. Luke was certain that any threat of misbehavior would result in being sent someplace extremely unpleasant. It was a deterrent to crime, but one that Luke would not wish on anyone. He was mildly amused to see that the old doors were completely inadequate to housing anyone with even a modicum of force ability. Ben and Vistara, both possessed of a great deal more than of a modicum of ability, would not have been kept there for longer than about half a minute if they had not agreed to be. Moon stopped in front of the first cell and keyed in a code. Ben's voice floated out to them.
"And then the Rancor says, 'Then what did I just eat?'"
A peal of girlish laughter was heard, abruptly cut off as the door jerkily retracted into the wall. They were standing stiffly by the time the door was opened completely, looking vaguely guilty.
"Oh, hey, Dad," Ben said. "That was, fast."
Bastara's hands were clasped behind her back, and she executed a slight bow.
"Greetings, Father. Thank you for coming."
"Not a moment too soon, it would seem," Gavar Kai said. "Come, Vistara. Let us leave the Skywalkers to their business."
Before Luke could protest, he gave the Jedi a sharp look.
"Do not fear. I shall not abscond with her. We will be waiting for you outside."
Vistara gave Ben a quick, sidelong glance from underneath her lashes, then moved quickly to obey her father. Luke didn't much care for it, but he supposed there was nothing he could do. He was just sorry he had no way to record a conversation while they were outside melting in the sun.
"This shouldn't take long," Luke said. "We'll see you shortly, then."